KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning. In for Scott Schaefer, I'm Catherine Barron. The California Supreme Court has a new Associate Justice. Former Alameda County Prosecutor and Appellate Judge Carol Corrigan was sworn in to the state's highest court yesterday in San Francisco following a brief and uncontentious confirmation hearing. Speaking at a press conference after her confirmation, Corrigan described herself as a centrist.
The most accurate representation of my goals would be to approach each case with an open mind, to listen to the voice of the people in the Constitution and in all of the statutes and case law that have gone before, and to try to make the very best call we can.
Justice Corrigan would not comment on any of the controversial cases expected to come before the court in the next few years, including a challenge to the state's ban on same-sex marriage. She becomes the fifth woman to serve on the state Supreme Court. Californians of all political and religious beliefs are closely united when it comes to sex education. A new poll out today from the Public Policy Institute of California finds an overwhelming majority of voters want public schools to teach sex education that includes information on contraception. Survey director Mark Baldessari says respondents believe that better sex education will lower the teenage pregnancy rate and reduce the incidence of sexually transmitted diseases. A federal judge has denied bail for one of the Lodi men arrested last summer in connection with an investigation into terrorism. Umer Hayat was charged with lying to the FBI about his son's attendance at an Al-Qaeda training camp in Pakistan. His son, Hamid Hayat, is facing charges of supporting terrorism and lying to investigators. He's being held without bail. Governor Schwarzenegger says he will not hold a clemency hearing for Clarence Ray Allen, the 75-year-old who's scheduled to die at San Quentin State Prison in less than 2 weeks. Instead, the governor said he will review written arguments supporting and opposing Allen's petition for clemency. Allen was sentenced to death for ordering the murders of three people while behind bars. And a big upset at the Rose Bowl yesterday. Top-ranked USC was bested by the number 2 Texas Longhorns. In a stunning show, Texas quarterback Vince Young ran for 200 yards, leading the Longhorns to a 41-38 win over the Trojans. The political rebirth of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger may begin tonight when he delivers his State of the State address. As Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports, the speech is being closely watched for its tone, following a political season where the once popular governor lost his golden reputation with the state's voters.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger's State of the State address 1 year ago this week that began the political showdown that dominated 2005.
If we here in this chamber do not work together to reform the government, the people will rise up and reform it themselves. And you know something? I will join them, and I will fight by their side.
Tonight, Schwarzenegger is expected to strike a more conciliatory tone and pledge to work with Democrats, not against them. Key to that will be efforts to fund a massive multi-billion dollar infrastructure proposal. But that policy goal may have to compete with another year of bitter politics. 58% of those surveyed in a poll out today disapprove of the way Schwarzenegger has handled his job, and some Democrats in the legislature may be tempted to stifle his agenda in hopes a fellow Democrat will defeat the governor in November's re-election race. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
California is at the tail end of its housing boom. That's according to the annual forecast by the state's Home Building Association. It predicts a, quote, gentle slowdown in construction this year and an end to dramatic price increases. From the Los Angeles Bureau, Deborah Baer reports.
Despite the recent cool down, 2005 was a good year for home builders. The industry provided 13% of the new jobs in California. But the outlook isn't so good this year. Alan Nevin, chief economist for the California Building Industry Association, predicts construction will decline slightly and prices will stay closer to earth.
There may be some selected areas that have no advancement in prices and others that go much higher, but overall, we're saying 5-8%.
That's compared to the 25-30% price increases seen statewide in the past 2 years. Regionally, some of the fastest growing areas will continue to be robust, including the San Joaquin Valley and Riverside County. The scarcity of moderately priced housing will continue to be a big problem. The forecast is a shortage of 40,000 to 50,000 affordable units this year. For the California Report, I'm Deborah Baer in Los Angeles.
A California high school has stepped into the controversy over whether intelligent design should be taught in public schools. A federal judge in Pennsylvania recently barred the teaching of intelligent design in science classrooms, calling it creationism in disguise. But this week, a Central Valley high school began offering a philosophy course addressing the issue. Sasha Coca reports.
Fraser Mountain High School serves the tiny town of Lebec near Bakersfield. A teacher who's the wife of a local minister is offering the class as an elective during a special 4-week winter session. The course covers a range of topics, including Darwinism and intelligent design, a concept that living organisms were created by a higher force. Superintendent John White, who supported the class, says students should be able to explore controversial topics, whether it's capital punishment or evolution.
We're not advocating any position of intelligent design. We're just saying, here's what the people who come up with intelligent design, here's what they're saying. Here's what evolution says. Students, the idea is for them to go through critical thinking exercise.
White says it's appropriate to discuss intelligent design in a philosophy class, different from the science curriculum recently rejected by the federal judge in Pennsylvania. But the local school board, concerned about the legal issues in that case, asked to weigh in. Board member Kitty Jo Nelson says she opposed the class because the syllabus seemed unbalanced.
It was discovered that the two speakers who were listed on the syllabus as the evolution speakers were not available. One through his own choice, and the other a Nobel Peace Prize winner who had died over a year ago.
At an emergency meeting, board members voted 3-2 to let the class proceed. The course began this week with the agreement that any speaker on intelligent design must be balanced by a speaker on evolution. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
That's the California Report for Thursday, January 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org. The Stewart Foundation, for coverage of important issues in public education. And the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org.